This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 11. Eyes on Jesus. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. Well, he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. On Monday nights, my wife and I often join with a group of people and drive harness horses at a local stable. When I'm in the seat of a wagon, holding the lines and controlling the horses, it seems so simple and natural. It feels like I could do it forever. But when I stop to think about what we're doing, with large, powerful horses tied only by straps to each other and pulling a heavy wagon that several people are riding in, I get scared. Then I start thinking about everything that could go wrong, and I want to get out of the wagon right away. When I stop focusing on what I'm doing and take my eyes off the goal, I start to sink and get afraid. Peter was walking toward Jesus on the water. He was doing it. And then he realized what was going on around him. He took his eyes off Jesus, became afraid, and began to sink. How often in our faith journey do we take our eyes off Jesus? We easily get focused on other things, and we lose sight of who Jesus is and what his plans for us are. And then we, like Peter, become afraid and begin to sink. Jesus is there, though, reaching out to us in the middle of the storm. Even in our deepest fear, he reaches out to us, grabs hold of us, and brings us back to where we belong. Pray with me. Savior God, when we take our eyes off you and begin to sink, reach out and take hold of us. Calm our fears and bring us back to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.